And I fear, unless Eamon Ryan comes out publicly and the Green Party and says, look, we're stopping this at the moment, put it off, scrap it all together, better still. But they need to lift that shadow of fear that's hanging over people at the minute, because people in Donegal will freeze, Catherine, without a doubt, and in strong words, and I mean it, this is genuinely what I'm hearing, people will freeze this winter coming, Catherine, if it's going to be a case of there will be no turf cutting going forward and all this, because how do they expect people to heat themselves? How do they expect people to manage with the inflation going up at the minute? Everything's raising, food, everything you reach on, every product you reach on when you leave your house at the minute now is costing money, and nobody's trying to do anything to sort it, and the wages are not going up, and the people of Donegal and various other counties, and the people of Ireland, to be fair, and we very much welcome the Ukrainians that are coming here. God help them all. They need all the help they can get. But we need help ourselves now as well with the raising costs, and we certainly need help to get this turf ban scrapped altogether, because this is it's nonsensical, it's not reality. And Eamon Ryan doesn't realise what's going on in Donegal, and I fully welcome Eamon, invite Eamon Ryan to Donegal through your station. Come to Donegal for a day, meet with us, meet with your various politicians, TDs in Donegal, stand in West Donegal in the balls with us, see what's going on, see how the turf's cut, see how they're dried, because he's sitting, with all respect to him and Ryan and his Green Party, they're up in Dublin in a city, they have no knowledge at all of rural area or rural Donegal or what's going on, and this is where the problem lies, Catherine, and it's like anything else, until you actually do it yourself, you don't know what it means or what it feels or how to experience it.
But it has been said that this proposed ban won't affect arrangements where the likes of neighbours help each other out in turf cutting and distributing turf and that sort of thing.
Not good enough, Catherine, not good enough. It needs to be scrapped altogether. It's only opening the door, it's only sticking a wedge in the door and we'll come back in and jam the door and it's all together later. That's all it's doing. They're playing at words here. Nobody's fooled by helping the neighbour or whatever. That's all well and good, but that's nobody's fooled by that. We just see that as a smokescreen. And the turf cutting needs to carry on. It's been there, Catherine, for hundreds of thousands of years, quite possibly, as a means of source of fuel and heat and cooking and so on. It was there from day one. He's talking about a famine today. Like, should go back 150, 200 years ago when we had the real famine in Ireland. All they had that time, Catherine, was turf and spuds, and maybe those along the sea, or fish as well. Turf, spuds and fish was the three main things that you had at that time. And they're proposing now to do away with all that. I want the turf ban to be lifted. And if need be, I'll go to jail, Catherine, over it. I'll walk the plank if need be to protest and the whole thing if push comes to shove. Because the boys in Dublin are not realising, they're not seeing the hurt, the anguish, the anger what's going on here in Donegal, because they don't realise and they will not come down. They refuse to come down to meet with us. But as I say, again, reiterate, I am inviting them down to come to Donegal to see what's going on and hear the people. Because until they do that, Catherine, they're not going to know. Or any other rural county come to today, they're not just Donegal, it's not all about us. But all these rural counties, Catherine, to be fair. And until Eamon Ryan and various other politicians in Dublin actually leave their comforts or their inner city, wherever they live, and come to the rural areas and find out what's going on, until that happens, Catherine, we're not going to change. And I will come back to what I said again. People are seriously going to suffer coming this incoming winter, 2022 in Donegal, if not freeze. And that's what's going to happen. There's no two ways about it, Catherine. Because if people can't have the money with inflation and everything else going up to afford fuel and food and so on, and that's going to be decisions that are going to have to be made. We all saw the poster there before Christmas time for the St. Vincent de Paul people at the ATM, like food or fuel. You know, and that's the reality, like.